Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Channa Vallabha Girivaradhari Jaya Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Janna Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vannachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vannachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahans Prajakacharya Shukrishashu Srimadesi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnupad Paramahans Prajakacharya Shukrishashu Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna, I would like to welcome devotees this morning. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachinimari. We are just towards the conclusion of this section. We are reading today text 82. Tatrekagramanadhiro Govinda Charanambhujam Vimukta Sango Anubhajan Bhaktya Tat Samyatamagat Tatrekagramanadhiro Govinda Charanambhujam Vimukta Sango Anubhajan Bhaktya Tat Samayatam Agat Tatrekagramanadhiro Govinda Charanambhujam Vimukta Sango Anubhajan Bhaktya Tat Samyatamagat. Tatrekagramanadhira Govinda Charanambhujam Mukta Sanghanubhajam Bhaktyata Samyatamagat Tatrekagramanadhiro Govinda Charanambhujam Vimukta Sango Anubhajam Bhaktyata Samyatamagat Tatrekagramanadhiro Word to word meaning, tatra, there, ekagramanaha, with full attention, dhira, sober, govinda, O Krishna, Charanambhujam, unto the lotus feet. Vimukta, freed from. Sangha, material association. Anubhajan, continuously engaging in devotional service. Bhaktya, by pure devotion. Tat, with the Lord. Samyatam, qualitative equality. Agat, achieved. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: having undergone austerities and penances at Kapilashrama, King Prachinibhari attained full liberation from all material designations. He constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord and attained a spiritual position qualitatively equal to that of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport: there is a special significance in the words Tat Samyatam Agat. जय श्री राधा वृंदावन बिहारी भगवान की, जय श्री गौरांग महाप्रभु की जय। द किंग अटेन्ड द पोजिशन ऑफ पोजिसिंग द सेम स्टेटस और द सेम फॉर्म एज दैट ऑफ द लॉर्ड। दिस डेफिनेटली प्रूव्स दैट द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड इज ऑलवेज अ पर्सन। इन हिज इम्पर्सनल फीचर ही इज द रेस ऑफ द ट्रांसेंडेंटल ऑफ हिज ट्रांसेंडेंटल बॉडी। When a living entity attains spiritual perfection, he also attains the same type of body known as Sachidananda Vigraha. This spiritual body never mixes with the material elements. Although in conditioned life, the living entity is surrounded by material elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego, he remains always aloof from them. In other words, the living entity can be liberated from the material condition at any moment, provided that he wishes to do so. The material environment is called Maya. According to Krishna, Devi hi esha gunamai mam maya durattaya mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam taranti te. Bhagavad Gita 7:14. The divine energy of mind consisting of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. As soon as the living entity engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he immediately attains freedom from all the material conditions. Sa gunan sam titietan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. In the material state, the living entity is on the jiva bhuta platform. But when he renders devotional service to the Lord, he is elevated to brahma bhuta platform. On the Brahma Bhuta platform, the living entity is liberated from material bondage and he engages in the service of the Lord. In this verse, the word dhira is sometimes read as veera. Actually, there is not very much difference. The word dhira means sober and veera means hero. One who is struggling against Maya is a hero, and one who is sober enough to understand his position is a dhira. Without becoming sober or heroic, one cannot attain spiritual salvation. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vishamscha साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्ण पादान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। सो वी आर टुवर्ड्स द कंक्लूजन ऑफ दिस सेक्शन। इट हैज बीन ए लॉन्ग सेक्शन गोइंग ओवर क्वाइट अ फ्यू चैप्टर्स, and towards the end it has been really philosophical because it was a conclusion of whole episode, in fact. So Narad Muni is here trying to convince, and actually as this today's verse reveals, that actually he convinced Prachini Bhari and he attained perfection and went back to Godhead. So one may be thinking, like, poor people may be having problems and they can easily relate with the miseries of the life, but rich people also have their problems, and because many times, although they have their struggles, they become complacent with the comfortable surroundings. And that is how was the case with Prachini Bhari. He was rich and had no higher goals, as we understood before. But Narada Muni actually systematically explains him through an allegorical story. It's a very sensitive way of explaining someone the importance of life, to convey someone's mistake in front of him, and even a well-to-do person, a well, authoritative person like kings of that times, is not an easy task. But Brahmanas had that leisure because they didn't work for salary, unlike today. That was one of the Vedic systems, and they could openly challenge and point out the mistakes in the authorities, and authorities also had to understand and reconsider their opinions because they could see that the person doesn't have any selfish motives. So Narada Muni first explained Prachini Bhari with a allegorical story of how there was a king, Puranjana, who is indirectly none other than himself only, and we see it's also ourselves. So who in different, as a jiva, has undertaken different species of life and tried to have different sense gratification, and finally he gets a human form, and then it's explained that how he gets a form where there were different facilities of enjoyment which are explained in detail, and he happens to take birth in Bharatavarsha, this place, and had different these different senses which we have, like nose, eyes, ears, mouth, all different knowledge gathering senses. Yeah, these were actually explained indirectly to him, that how he was enjoying his day-to-day life through them. And he was so much absorbed in his sense gratification, and also it's very technically explained that he happens to associate and get married with a woman who is none other than intelligence. It's very nicely explained that everyone is confident of his intelligence and he wants to make his intelligence sharp. Shastras talk about two types of intelligence, material and spiritual intelligence. So he marries Puranjani, that intelligence is known as Puranjani, and follows whatever she says or desires. It's unlike like us, you know. So then he was so much absorbed in his material life that he doesn't understand that how time has passed and he's becoming old, and he is in a way after some time invalid and no more needed for the people whom he always thought are dependent on him, his relatives, his children, his kingdom, his citizens. And gradually, you know, with effect of time, he is attacked, and his kingdom is actually his body, physical body, and other places are destroyed. And then while on deathbed, he remembers his relatives, especially his wife, and by analogy we mean our intelligence. So intelligence plans for the mind, and mind normally works for the senses, as accordingly Narada will be explaining ahead. In the ahead chapters we saw that. So then he happens to think of his wife at the deathbed and becomes a woman in his next life. So as Bhagavad Gita talks about that, whatever you remember at your end of your life, you become that in your next birth. And it's seen a lot in, like, it's a very scientific aspect. One may then try to trick that, okay, now I will be doing all kind of things which I want, and finally try to remember, or remember Lord in the end when on the deathbed. But it is an illogical thinking. You know, karmas are so much complicated. No, it's not easy to understand karma. One aspect karma we talk is, it's whatever we do, we get reaction. Sometimes the reactions are instant. Sometimes the reactions are like the fruits of a tree. So tree takes time to grow, mature, and give fruits, and that there's a gap. When you plant seed, you get fruit after some time. So sometimes reactions are like that, they take time. And sometimes they are instant. So whatever we have been doing to our through our life, there's a momentum generated by this karma. So due to the force of this momentum, we cannot abruptly change our thought process at the death time. So that's how, Bhagavad Gita explains that whatever one, thinks at the time of death, he ends up becoming. And so we cannot break this law because it's very logical. We may be doing all kind of other things and it becomes difficult practically to think of Lord at the end of your life. So it's explained that here there's another law of transmigration explained, that Narada Muni explains that after death he becomes a woman and happens to be born in another king's family, and that birth she becomes a wife of a king who is a devotee. And then he gets an opportunity to serve that devotee as a husband. And that's where her devotional cycle explains. So that is explained that this husband is like a guru. And when she starts serving him, then she's performing devotional service. And that life, she attains perfection. So that king, who is a devotee, Malaya Dhwaj is his name. So normally, as Prabhupada always explained, that current day we talk about advancement and modern age and also, but people don't believe in transmigration. They think that this life is whole and soul, everything. But here, due to this example, we see that how one is changing lives, and Shastras and Vedas talk about it, and it is a very common knowledge in India also. It's not everyone has to be a big learned pandit or a Sanskrit scholar or Vedic scholar. But current day science has its own limitations, and that's how people present themselves as ignorant about this fact. And it's not only this pastime, but there are many pastimes in Bhagavatam. They talk about this transmigration effect. So when her husband Malaya Dhwaj, who is a devotee, and he explained as a guru in the analogy, he leaves his body. So that time, Puranjana, who is his wife, also decides to leave her body with him. But that time, a Brahmana comes, and this Brahmana is the super soul, according to analogy, and he explains to her that how he has been following her from lifetimes unconditionally and always waiting that when he would look at her, look at him. So Bhagavad Gita also talks about this, and other Puranas also talk about that. This, like this, our body is like a tree on which there are two birds sitting. One bird is trying to enjoy the fruits of the tree, and another bird is just observing and looking at the other bird who is enjoying the tree and waiting that when this bird who is enjoying the fruits of this tree will look at him. So that's how this analogy explains that that Brahmana who approaches her and then gives her knowledge of self-realization and other spiritual understanding and relates that how from lifetimes he has been following her. It's Paramatma, and that's perfection. And the qualification for having a connection with Paramatma is explained that point of time is because of the devotional service which she performed to the guru, which is her husband that lifetime, who's a devotee. So by serving our spiritual master, we can have a connection with the Paramatma, no, the super soul. That is the lesson it comes. And that is how Narada concludes his first story of analogy and trying to convince Prachini Bari. But he still expresses his doubts. He's not very much satisfied, and he's not very much clear what is Narada talking. So Narada again explains him who's who in that analogy. What does that mean, all those incidents? So that's very nice to see here that the devotees who are trying to give us knowledge, give us understanding, make us realize our constitutional position, have a lot of patience. Now Krishna also in the 18th chapter tells Arjuna that if you are still dissatisfied, if you still are not convinced what I spoke, still if you have doubts, I will again repeat everything for you. And that's how, but he agrees with him, like, yatha, no, I am okay, no, I understand everything, and he agrees, okay. But here, in short, in one more chapter, is explained that Narada again explains his all the summary of the few chapters back, what he had explained as an analogy, what is what. And still, he expresses his doubts that, my other teachers, other gurus who are there, they never explained. So he explains that is the problem. Like, not everyone knows the perfection of life, how bhakti is the essence of all the Vedic scriptures, and it is only by worshipping the Lord without any ulterior motives one attains the perfection of life. And any other endeavor which are coming in Vedas also, they are Veda Vada Rata, like flowery words which just encourage one for ritualistic ceremonies, and their final goal is only limited to heavens, and which is again temporary. So then he makes him clear that actually it is devotional service which I am trying to explain you. So then he gets the point. Prachinibari gets the point, and then he agrees. But he still explains that his sons, Prachetas, who are, we'll be again covering them in the next chapter, who are performing austerities underwater to perfect their life and then create future progeny, they are yet to return. I have to wait for them. So he again speaks of another analogy. Then he speaks that how yours and my condition is just like a deer who is grazing in the forest, chewing on green grass, unaware of that a tiger is there waiting to attack him, and another place hunter is there. And another analogy he explains. And this time he understands the urgency of his message. And then finally, he also presents his doubt that how is it that from past life, what I have done, my karmas, I'm implicated by them in my future lives. Whatever I have done is in this life, and how I'm getting in another those reactions in the another life. So very nicely, very technically, Narad Muni actually explains that how we are soul, and right now we are covered by a gross body, and within that is subtle body. So gross body may be acting for this lifetime, but there's a subtle body which is accumulating all the karmas and desires which we are having, and we are carrying it from one life to another life. So that is the way, and that is the reason one gets reaction of one present life in a next life also, or present life he may be getting his reactions from the past life also. So very nicely Narad Muni explained here. And in today's verse, actually here I'll just read the translation again. And then finally he agrees, as we saw, that he retires. He tells his ministers, okay, when my sons come, tell them that they take care of the citizens, and I am going for performing austerities in Kapilashram. And in today's verse, Narada Muni explains that having undergone austerities and penances at Kapilashram, King Parachinibhari attained full liberation from material designations. And he was constantly absorbed in the loving service of the Lord and attained a spiritual position qualitatively equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada focuses on this verse on the word Tat Samyatam Agat. So it's explained that the king attained the position of the possessing the same status or same form of the Lord. So what is the form of the Lord? It is explained, it is Satchidananda Vigraha, and that is the constitutional position of all spirit soul. And the impersonal feature of the Lord is the light or the effulgence of the body of the Lord. So here Prabhupada also emphasizes that actually attaining perfection by Prachinibhari also proves that the Lord is in his personal form. He is not having impersonal form. His impersonal form is only his effulgence coming from his body. And he gives another quality of the soul is that the soul is spirit, and the spirit body never mixes with the material elements, unlike the material body. So material body is composed of earth, water, fire, ether, and subtle body, that is gross body, and the subtle body within it is mind, intelligence, false ego. And all this way he is entangled, and he can be easily liberated from such a bondage situation, and Prabhupada tells, if he desires so. So also as Kapil Muni also explains this, Kapil Dev, son of Devahuti, that it is the soul cannot perform any physical actions, the soul can only desire. So here also Prabhupada is explaining that the conditioned soul is bonded and he can get liberated if he desires. So, and Prabhupada also explained that actually we have to desire, understanding what is Maya, what is illusion, and who is our supreme destination, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, going back to Godhead. So Prabhupada also quotes the verse 7:14, that this Maya is not something easy to overcome. Of course, we have to desire, but we have to understand, start understanding. And as Bhagavad Gita explains, Devihi esha gunamai mam maya durattaya mam evam ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. So this divine energy of mind, so Maya is also a divine energy of the Lord. It's not any other like normal energy, but it's also divine energy. Consisting of three modes of material nature, it consists of three modes, is difficult to overcome. So it's not easy. First of all, we have to identify what is Maya. Next, we have to then start working on it. But it is so much dynamic, working through three modes, that it changes constantly if we are not aware. And that is how one of the themes of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam is that we must try to get into the stage beyond these three modes, that is pure goodness or Vasudeva stage, Shuddha Sattva. And that will help us to be no more bothered by the material world and also advance in spiritual development. Also, but those who surrender unto me can easily cross beyond it. So, one who crosses these three modes can also, one who surrenders to Lord can cross beyond these three modes. So, presently Prabhupada is telling that then the living entity becomes Sa guna sam titietan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Then he, due to performing transcendental loving service, he immediately attains freedom from material conditions. When he starts surrendering to the Lord and performing devotional service. So right now, Prabhupada explains that our stage is Jiva Bhuta platform. We are on material consciousness. But when we come to Brahma Bhuta platform, we are in liberated stage. That is no more affected by the three modes, the ups and downs of the material world, and like transcending it. So Prabhupada also refers to the word dhira out here, first line, mana dhira. And actually it means sober. One needs to become sober, and it also means becoming humble. And Prabhupada tells, and it also also refers to becoming vira, which means hero. So one has to also struggle against Maya. So it has to be a both-sided endeavor. Like, we have to struggle also, work hard also, and remain humble also. That's how Prabhupada concludes that without becoming sober or heroic, one cannot attain spiritual salvation. So here Prabhupada very nicely brings out this, and for Prachini Bari also, like how it's very important to struggle also and also remain humble. In verses ahead, like it's also conclusion, Narada explains, Maitreya explains, "My dear Vidura, one who hears this narration concerning the understanding of living entity's spiritual existence as described by the great sage Narada, or who relates it to others, will be liberated from the bodily conception of life." So this is the conclusion Maitreya is giving to Vidura about this story and this episode of whole Prachini Parishad transformation from a materialistic, ritualistic sacrifice performer to a liberated soul. So in this purport, Prabhupada explains, the material creation is the spirit soul's dream. The whole this creation, we may be seeing, you know, everything is in action, everything is tangible, everything is dynamic, everything is moving. How come this is a dream? But Shastras explain, and Prabhupada is bringing out that point very emphatically out here. Actually, all existence in the material world is a dream of Mahavishnu. So we understand from Bhagavatam that Mahavishnu, in the creation process, he is lying down and he is in Yog Nidra. His sleeping is not like our sleeping completely out of ignorance, but it is transcendental sleeping. And in his sleeping process, when he is inhaling and exhaling, he is creating and destroying the cosmic world, all this material world. And Prabhupada quotes a verse from Brahma Samhita, "Yah karanarna vajale bhajata sma yoga nidra mananta jagadanda saroma kupa." So this material world is created by the dreaming of Mahavishnu. So it's very interesting. So it's something like Mahavishnu is dreaming and is creating, and there are different universes being created, and there are different life forms coming into existence, different pastimes happening. And through Mahavishnu, he's expanding into Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, he's expanding into Shirodakshaya Vishnu, and he is into all the beings, jivas, living and non-moving, non-living beings. He's there. And he's very much aware of what's going on. He's remaining there as a neutral witness. And also from time to time, he's taking different incarnations to improve the situation and establish dharma again and again. So it's something like, you know, and as a Mahavishnu or as a Lord, he is, you know, as Paramatma, he's neutral. He's just observing. As Mahavishnu also, he is, you know, just passive. He's not active. But through his different incarnations, he is active. He's making a difference in our lifestyles. He is making a difference in our intentions. When we are performing different actions and entangled, He is coming, inspiring us and reforming us. As Bhagavad Gita talks about, Yada yada hi adharmasya glani bhavati bharata. Famous verse. Whenever there is increase in adharma and demons increase and my devotees are suffering, I come personally. We may be talking, we can relate it something like when we are, from our previous experiences, like seeing television and seeing different channels going on. Of course, those are pre-recorded things only, and some may be like live or something. But we can just remain a passive spectator, observing different events in a channel, different channels of the television, mobile or whatever. First of all, those are pre-recorded events, and even if they are live, we cannot make a difference. But we may be trying to compare and develop technology to work as Lord Himself, becoming an observer and trying to enjoy others' activities. But Lord is giving an opportunity for everyone to perform their activities and also intervening personally in their lives to transform them. So this is very nicely Prabhupada is telling. The real factual platform is the spiritual world. But when the spirit soul wants to imitate the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is put into the dreamland of material creation. Further, when he is in this, after being in contact with material modes of nature, the living entity develops subtle and gross bodies, which Narada Muni explains so in detail towards the end of this section. When the living entity is fortunate enough to associate with Sri Narada Muni or his servants, he is liberated from the dreamland of material creation and bodily conception of life. So in his Madhure Kadamani, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur actually explains a very logical explanation of how and when one jiva gets devotional service. Is it due to direct mercy of the Lord? Is it due to his pious credits? But the final conclusion he explains is it's due to the intervention of a devotee. Lord himself presents himself that he is not independent. He is dependent on the devotee's will, as we see in the pastime of Amrish Maharaj and Durvasa. Only the any other devotee, pure devotee, who desires to give Krishna to others, and that's how we see the disciplic succession, then one's ignorance is destroyed. Now, it's said that time destroys everything but not ignorance. One may be thinking that, okay, with time things will improve. And it only degenerates. But our ignorance is never destroyed. It is always there. So, one may be thinking that out of one of the so many sufferings one is undergoing, he will improve in his situation and advance spiritually. But it doesn't happen that way. That's what the Shastra says. There has to be an intervention of a devotee of the Lord in our life when we start taking spiritual life seriously. So that's how here Prabhupada mentions about Sri Narada Muni or his servants. Further, it's explained that this narration spoken by great sage Narada is full of transcendental fame of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, this narration, when described, certainly sanctifies this material world. It purifies the heart of the living entity and helps him attain his spiritual identity. One who relates this transcendental narration will be liberated from all material bondage and will no longer have to wander within the material world. Is towards the Phala Shruti, as we see. So, in purport, Prabhupada explains that in the previous verses, 79th verse, he has explained that actually those who are recommending ritualistic ceremonies or yajnas or whatever Shastras are talking about is not the topmost, but the devotional service. So Narad Muni advised Prachinari Bhari to take devotional service rather than wasting time performing ritualistic ceremonies and fruitive activities. So current day, just in name of piety, people want to perform fruitive activities in terms of yajna and other ritualistic sacrifices. Of course, these are important, but these are not the essence. Like, there are so many samskaras from birth to death one has to perform. And these samskaras have positive impressions on one's life, personal understanding. But unfortunately, in material world, one may not be getting advantage of these positive impressions in one's different stages of life, where the aim of these samskaras is to encourage and make spiritual life favorable for them. So one may not be getting. But if he concludes and understands that devotional service and serving Lord and chanting His name, remembering all nine limbs of devotional service are the essence of the Shastras, then he can easily get out of this limited understanding which one may be having from Shastras. So, rather than wasting time performing ritualistic ceremonies and fruitive activities, it is important to take to devotional service. The vivid description of the subtle and gross bodies in these chapters are most scientific. If you have not referred, you can also refer back. How from point to point Narada is explaining Prachini Bhari that how just when one is sleeping in night, he is having dreams. But when he wakes up, he may be remembering some dreams, but he doesn't remember. But when he is starting to live during the day, that is also a dream. But he remembers those actions which he is performing in the day. But both are dream in essence. And that is where the wrong identification begins. So this presentation is very scientific. And because it's coming from Narada, it is very authoritative. And it's full of glory of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, it constitutes the most effective process of purification of mind. So hearing these pastimes like this from Bhagavatam helps us in purification of our mind. Prabhupada adds, as Mahaprabhu recommends, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends, Cheto Darpanam Marjanam. The more we talk of Krishna, think of Krishna and preach for Krishna, the more we become purified. This means we no longer have to accept a hallucinatory, gross and subtle body, but instead attain our spiritual identity. One who understands this instructive spiritual knowledge is delivered from the ocean of nescience. And here in this verse is word referred as Parmeshtyam, which also refers to Brahma Loka, or just which is just below the spiritual world. So one attains that status. Finally, in the conclusion, the allegory of King Purvanjana described herein is, according to authority, was heard by me, this Maitreya telling, from my spiritual master, and it is full of spiritual knowledge. If one can understand the purpose of this allegory, he will certainly be relieved from the bodily conception and will clearly understand life after death. Although one may not understand what transmigration of soul actually is, one can fully understand it by studying this narration. So, Prabhupada explains that how in this verse, in this purport, that there is a Hriday Granthi. No, Rishabhdev explains, Pumsa Sriya Mithuna Bhavam Etam Tayor Mitho Hridaya Granthi Mahu Ato Graha Shetra Sutapta Vittir Janasya Moham Aham Mameti. So there is a knot within all the jivas of attachment, and that is very strongly present between different genders, the male, female. So out of this attraction, one forgets all his original position, and he is coming in this material world for sense gratification and gets entangled in this attraction of opposite gender, and also thereby in other relatives, family affairs, in endeavor to increase his area of control by trying to amass more money and better situation of living. So, and then in result gets attached to his home, land, children, friends, money, so forth. And thus one becomes completely entangled in I and mine concept. So also Prabhupada brings out that if this is not moderated, then one can just keep changing his gender from one life to another lifetime, but remain entangled in this material world only. So very nicely Prabhupada explained that these kinds of pastimes come time and again in Bhagavatam. We also see Jad Bharat explaining to Rahuguna, the forest of material enjoyment, that how one is entangled in his day-to-day struggle for his livelihood, for his family, relatives, and is getting entangled. But these are as few short purports ahead. Prabhupada explains, these are like extra verses given towards the end of this chapter. If we see, we already completed 85th, which is the verse, but Prabhupada makes a special note in this end of the chapter that Vijayadvaja Tirtha, Himadvacharya Sampradaya, explains few more verses in this contest. And he explains, a desire to maintain body, wife, children is also observed in animal society. Animals have full intelligence to manage such affairs. And if human being is simply advanced in this respect, what is the difference between him and an animal? One should be very careful to understand that his human life is attained after many, many births in evolutionary process. So that's what he was explaining, that when Puranjana was looking for a better place for sense gratification, and finally he gets the best, that is a human form of life. Previously he had done different types of sense gratification in different bodies or different places of residences. In allegory it was mentioned. So here it's Prabhupada is explaining that after many births in evolutionary processes, one gets a human life. A learned man who gives up his bodily conception of life, both gross and subtle, will by the enlightenment of spiritual knowledge become a prominent individual spirit soul, as the Supreme Lord is also. So he'll just like what Prachini Bhari became in quality, same with the Lord, Sachidananda. So that's what one who makes use of his human form, understanding bodily conception of life of gross and subtle, will be enlightened by spiritual knowledge. So Prabhupada is pointing that we may be telling animals are not rational, but if we observe, they are rational. They have their understanding of how to take care of their family, children, their own existence, their herd. It may be limited, but they have that rationality. So the point is that one should use one's reason to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for that is the perfection of human life. Another verse also of him is he's mentioning, if a living entity is developed by Krishna consciousness and is merciful to others, and if his spiritual knowledge of self-realization is perfect, he will immediately attain liberation from bondage of material existence. So here it is mentioned that a living entity should understand Lord, perfect his consciousness, understand Krishna consciousness, and doesn't remain complacent there itself. He should also preach this message to others, other living entities also, other people also. And then he will immediately attain liberation. So, in the purport, Prabhupada is explaining that how the best humanitarian task is speaking to others about Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's mercy. Now, just like Prabhupada said that we may be trying to help the poor, or everyone is poor. Rich is also poor. He also is always in need, and poor is of course poor. But we may be helping them by temporarily giving them basic necessities of this world, food, health, shelter. But if we connect them to their home, which is eternal spiritual world, then their all needs will be automatically taken care. So that is how it is important for one to connect everyone to the Lord and inspire them to go back to Godhead, not considering this temporary material world as whole, all in all. And then Prabhupada speaks strongly against those who have understood this knowledge but are not preaching about it. No, like is telling that there are many people who are only in absorbed in and just like in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, that people are knowing the spiritual truth, have self-realization, but don't want to preach it to others, and only are concerned about their personal spirituality. So Prabhupada tells that that's not good, and one may not advance that way and end up thinking about women and money. And also, if someone is he's quoting 11th canto, of course, everything is all the different limbs, but one should not restrict oneself to that only, in temple worship also. So otherwise, that's just limiting oneself to Kanishta Adhikari and not trying to progress oneself. And finally, again, this additional verse, Prabhupada is giving translation. Everything happening within time, which consists of past, present, and future, is merely a dream. That is the secret of understanding in all Vedic literature. So again, that point he's bringing out, that factually all the material existence is only a dream, and thus there is no question of past, present, or future. Persons who are addicted to karma kand vichara, which means working for future happiness through fruitive activities, are also dreaming. Similarly, past happiness and present happiness are merely dreams. The actual reality is Krishna and service to Krishna, which can save us from clutches of Maya. For the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, as we read, Mam evahe prapadyante mayam etam taranti te. Those who surrender unto me can easily cross beyond by illusory energy. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of 4th canto, 29th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachinibari. So I would like to close by this. Anyone has any questions or comments? Can have. Already we are out of time, so we can have personally. Anyone has some comments? Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Anand Koti Vaishnavarinda ki jai.